All right, wrestling fans, Southern Dynamite here, Pro Wrestling America on the 7th of September, coming to you from Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee, where we have the final eight, the Elite Eight in the World Heavyweight Title Tournament. But before that, we have some business to attend to. We have a contract extension where Bugsy McGraw has agreed to an extended contract. Jesse James Armstrong, the former American heavyweight champion, is back after his long suspension for his involvement in the matches. He has signed on to wrestle again in PWA. But we have lost a few guys that have decided it's time to go back to Texas. After having cost his brother his shot, after each of them have cost the other their shot at the World Heavyweight title, David and Kerry Von Erich have decided to go back to Texas All-Star Wrestling. And that's sad. I had ideas for both of them, maybe even bringing them back as a tag team together, but they want to go their separate way. That's fine. But thankfully, they took Jimmy Jack Funk with them. So all three of them going down south to Texas All-Star Wrestling to be Dory Funk and Fritz Von Erich's problem. Not mine anymore. So we have a bit of a shakeup in the way the PWA roster looks. But it's still one of the best rosters you could come up with in a fantasy wrestling organization. So as I said, we have the Elite Eight finishing up the card tonight. But before that, two title matches on the line. And a big debut. As we have Jesse James Armstrong coming back. And he has asked for his first match to be against the man who got rid of him in the first place. That being his New Age Outlaws partner, Billy Gunn. So we'll have that match, Jesse James Armstrong and Billy Gunn. We also have Jimmy Wang Yang defending the television title against Bart Gunn and the American Tag Team titles on the line as the Nightmare Ken Wayne and Italian Stallion face off against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Christopher Daniels. All right, so I realized I just looked at my notes wrong. The American Tag Team champions were Mance Warner and Jimmy Jack Funk. But since Funk left, titles are up for grabs. So we have Ken Wayne and Italian Stallion facing off against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels to crown new American Tag Team Champions. But before that, the other title match. Television title on the line. Jimmy Wang Yang versus Bart Gunn. And this was a classic match. Although Bart Gunn not exactly up to the caliber of his storyline brother, Billy Gunn. But again, you've got a certified cowboy in Bart Gunn facing off against the Asian cowboy wannabe, as Jimmy Jack Funk called him, in Jimmy Wang Yang. And these two have a classic match, scientific the whole way through, with Jimmy Wang Yang winning the title with a small package in a time of 11 minutes, 10 seconds to retain the title. Next match, Bugsy McGraw had signed a contract extension. First person he wanted was Cactus Jack. Bugsy McGraw versus Cactus Jack. I mean, how is this not a brawl? How is this not something that cannot be contained in the ring? And it can't. The match goes 4 minutes, 42 seconds before Tommy Young finally disqualifies both men for use of foreign objects and everything else in trying to tear each other apart. So eventually it is Bugsy laying out Cactus Jack with a violent series of chair shots in the corner before finally Tommy Young and Nick Patrick and David Manning can separate them out, along with a few other wrestlers, to finally get Bugsy out of the ring and get Cactus looked at over the beating that he took. All right, next match. American Tag Team titles on the line, as I corrected a minute ago. No. Vacant titles because of Jimmy Jack Funk's departure. And this was a match and a half because you had Nightmare Ken Wayne trying to focus solely on Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, seeing him as kind of the weaker link in the other tag team. And, of course, that ticked Gilbert off because he found himself over in the opponent's corner most of the match. But eventually Christopher Daniels gets in, but it's a little bit too late. Ken Wayne and Italian Stallion win the match and the titles in a time of 22 minutes, 51 seconds. After Italian Stallion monkey flips Eddie Gilbert into a belly-to-belly suplex by Nightmare Ken Wayne for the pin. And then we get to the next match, which would be really a main event and has been a main event in the PWA before. Jesse James Armstrong versus Billy Gunn. This was a match that went all over the place. Inside the ring, outside the ring. You had Bart Gunn at ringside. You had everybody and their brother, it seemed like, at some point in this match. But eventually, it comes down to Jesse James Armstrong and Billy Gunn battling it out. Bart had been taken out accidentally by Billy. And in the ensuing brawl, both Jesse James Armstrong and Billy Gunn get counted out 20 seconds shy of the time limit. They could have rolled in the ring and just stood there for another 20 seconds and taken the time limit draw. But they get counted out anyway. So is there still animosity between these two guys? You better believe it. And I'm sure Jesse James is trying to figure out who could be his tag team partner to try to take the world tag team titles away from the Smoking Guns, just to finally get rid of the Guns for Hire completely, which was what he tried to do as the leader of the Strong Army. But that's for another day. Today, we still have the Elite Eight of the World Heavyweight Title Tournament. First match has Great Muta, I believe the only number one seed left. Maybe Austin Idol's a number one seed as well, but facing off against Blackjack Mulligan. And again, two completely different styles. Mulligan tried to adapt himself to like more of the Japanese strong style. But Muta was just Muta. Although he was doing strong style, he still kept his aerial attacks there and gets the win in a time of 14 minutes, 6 seconds to advance to the final four. Next match, two fan favorites in the PWA. Bubba Ray Dudley facing off against Honky Tonk Man. And this was a doozy of a match as both men tried to make sure that they put the other one away. And it is Honky Tonk Man edging out with the shake, rattle, and roll after Bubba Ray missed a diving headbutt off the top rope in a time of 24 minutes, 16 seconds to head on into the final four himself. Then another match that, yeah, would have been great to see. Dr. Death Steve Williams facing off against the phenomenal AJ Styles. And the Phenom tried. He tried. But Dr. Death was just too much for him, pinning him in a time of 26 minutes, 28 seconds with the Oklahoma Stampede. So now Dr. Death Steve Williams is the third of the final four. And everybody's looking to the final match on the card. Former PWA World Heavyweight Champion, Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol against Chris Candido. A guy that probably most people can't even believe is still in the tournament. especially with some of the guys that he has faced over the course of the tournament. But especially last week with his match against David Von Erich being thrown out very quickly thanks to Carey, Candido just kind of has the luck on his side. But his luck ran out against the Universal Heartthrob, who forced Candido to submit to a camel clutch in a time of 16 minutes, 5 seconds. So your final four for the PWA World Heavyweight title. Next week you'll have Dr. Death Steve Williams facing off against Great Muta and Honky Tonk Man facing off against Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. Those matches will both be 60-minute time limits next week. And then the final match on the card will be those winners crowning a new World Heavyweight Champion. But there's more to come next week, not just those three matches, although those three matches could take up the entire card. But again, we're not just here for the World Heavyweight title. We're here for all the wrestlers. And that is what PWA is there for, which is why you see a bunch of guys who normally didn't have a shot in, whether it was Jim Crockett, World Class, WCW, WWF, didn't matter. They weren't there, but here in the PWA, they have their shots. And that's one of the things I love about being a promoter, is I can pick who. I get to see who comes in. And we'll see, how long will Jimmy Wang Yang keep his title? He's been on a bit of a winning streak, but could that streak snap at any time? Because there are plenty of guys in the television title division that would love to take that title away from him. Does he keep it next week? Come back and find out. Until then, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for supporting Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.